I felt that this grey, monstrous London of ours, with its myriads of people, its sordid sinners and its splendid sins, as he once phrased it, must have something in store for me. I fancied a thousand things. The mere danger gave me a sense of delight. I remembered what you had said to me on that wonderful evening when we first dined together, about the search for beauty being the real secret of life. I don't know what I expected, but I went out and wandered eastward, soon losing my way in a labyrinth of grimy streets and black, grassless squares. About 8:30, I passed by an absurd little theatre with great flaring gas jets and gaudy playbills. A hideous Jew in the most amazing waistcoat I ever beheld in my life was standing at the entrance, smoking a vile cigar. He had greasy ringlets, and an enormous diamond blazed in the center of a soiled shirt.